All on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And we welcome you live to Camdenton, Missouri. It's Ozark Conference Basketball tonight as the West Plains Zizzers visit the Camdenton Lakers in a game that was postponed from Tuesday night, moved to tonight, and these teams will square off here in a matter of about 13 minutes from right now. West Plains at 2-9, and the Lakers are 3-10. And we'll come back to Camdenton High School in just a moment. We'll be back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
And we're back at Camdenton High School, and again, it's an Ozark Conference game tonight between West Plains and the Camdenton Lakers, and it's a busy little stretch here. You know, really considering how bad the weather has been, we're not doing too bad as far as a backlog of games. West Plains will still have to make up that game with Springfield Central, but other than that, the Hillcrest game got made up. This one just got delayed a couple of days, and that's where we're at tonight as the Zizzers play the Camdenton Lakers. And I guess this is going to be the last matchup in Ozark Conference basketball between these two schools. We'll have more basketball coming up on the radio with the Zizzers tomorrow night. Grizzlies on Saturday night. Tomorrow night is the midwinter event. And that'll be taking place. Both next two games will be at the West Plains Civic Center. We're at Camdenton tonight. Crowd still filing in on a cool evening. Temperature is going to get down tonight to eventually about 11 degrees. We have a wind chill advisory in effect for tonight all the way through Saturday night. Zizzer basketball is coming up in just a few minutes as we come back in a moment here on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Junior varsity game before this one, it was Camdenton winning by a final score of 52-41. West Plains will play here tonight, and then they'll play at the Civic Center tomorrow night for the midwinter event, and that will be against the Branson Pirates. And Coach Pete McBride will bring his Branson Pirates into West Plains for that game tomorrow evening. Now, on Saturday night, we're going to have another really good game at the Civic Center. The Grizzlies will be hosting the Moberly Greyhounds. The Greyhounds are off to a 1-1 start in the region. The Grizzlies are 0-2, and they're in a situation where they really need to win that game on Saturday night because they're already down two and have lost a home game. That was by one in overtime to Three Rivers last Saturday. That's a heck of a ball game. And I'm sure we'll have another intense one on Saturday night. So you come on out to the Civic Center and enjoy some Grizzly basketball on Saturday as the Grizzlies will be taking on the Moberly Area Community College Greyhounds. Both teams are just about done warming up, so we're getting ever closer to the tip-off for this one. And then after we're done Saturday night, we don't have anything on the Zizzers side of things until we get to the Bolivar Tournament next week. That'll be starting a week from tonight, and we'll have those games featuring the Zizzers here on Hot Country KDY. All right, final break, and we're back for the opening lineups and the tip-off for the ball game next on Hot Country KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Okay, we're ready for the starters here at Camdenton High School tonight. Zizzers will be in their traveling red, and the Lakers will be in the home white with golden purple trim, as usually the case. Starting five for West Plains will be Ethan Tuma at the point. Jared Kraft will be at a guard. Josiah Long, will get the start along with Clayton Robbins and Briggs Houston. Mason Miller, the head coach for the West Plains Zizzers, assisted by Jacob Womack and Stetson Meldon. And that's the starting lineup. Pretty much standard five for West Plains. Now the starters for the Lakers. They'll go with Dylan Kerr, a 6'1 senior. He's a very good football player. Also in the starting lineup will be Owen Borb. He is a 5'8 junior guard. Jackson Basham, he is a 5'9 senior. He can shoot the basketball. At least that was the impression you got watching him warm up. Of course, a lot of people can shoot when no one's guarding them. Johnny Seamal is a 6'2 junior. And the fifth starter will be Oscar Robbins, a 6'5 senior. So Kerr, Borb, Basham, Seamal, and Robbins are the five to start the ball game for the Lakers, who are coached by Daniel Eidson. West Plains looking for their third win of the season. Camdenton looking for number four, and the tip is won by Briggs Houston on the tip, and it's West Plains basketball. Camdenton will start in a 1-2-2 zone. Let's see how patient West Plains is. Alley-oop back door, two-headed dunk by Briggs Houston. That's a great way to start the ball game. And a back screen set up that lob over the top, and Briggs threw it down with two hands. That's a really good start. 2-0 West Plains. They go to their own zone. They match up in the half court. Out front, Borb with the basketball to the left corner. They'll circle it back outside near the timeline. Pass across the top. Basham with a tough catch. Over the top pass to the left corner. A drive and a dish off back outside, and West Plains rotates. Does an excellent job on defense. Now they get the ball in the middle. Here's a right-hand shot off the board. Too hard. Rebounded by Clayton Robbins. And West Plains has the ball with a two-point lead. 7:03 to go in the first quarter. From Camdenton High School, this beautiful facility they have here. Kind of mind-boggling. At the left point, Ethan Tuma. West Plains on offense with Jared Kraft against the zone. Josiah Long, skip pass over the top. They're looking inside, nothing open yet. In the right corner, pass to the high post. Robbins back on the left point. Ball fake Tuma to the point, Kraft. He'll put it on the deck in the left corner. Now that fake by Briggs Houston, hands it back to Jared, and he'll move it back outside to the point. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. West Plains up 2-0 with the ball. Josiah Long out to the point. They are putting no pressure on the basketball at all. Now we'll switch sides and get it over to Josiah. Back to the right point to Kraft to the right corner. Lob over the top. Josiah open, pass it up. Got it inside in the paint, 13 feet. Here's a ball passed down to Clayton Robbins out of bounds. Briggs passed up a 13-foot shot in the lane, tried to get it down to Clayton Robbins and threw it out of bounds. Turnover one of the ball game right there. Down the lane, here's Basham on a runner, and he shoots the floater, no good. Ball rims off to the left side, picked up by Jared Kraft. Kraft in the front court over on the left side. Josiah Long over the top to the right side. Back it goes to Long to the left baseline. He's cut off. Bounce pass out front, nearly stolen, but picked up by West Plains. Ethan Tuma has it on the right side. Kraft free throw line. Wide open jumper, good. 15-footer straight on. Jared Kraft makes it a 4-0 ball game. Basham front court will penetrate, kicks it to the left corner. Open shot for a three, won't go. Ball is tipped to the far corner, and again, Jared Kraft comes away with it. And Ethan Tuma up the left side now. A bucket here may necessitate a timeout by Camden's baseline. Here's a lean-in shot by Briggs, no good. Got his own board, and he falls to the floor, and he's fouled on the play. Good move to knife into the lane that time by Briggs Houston. 6'6 senior, but he missed the shot, got his own rebound, and was fouled on the play. The foul is against the Lakers, Dylan Kerr. Inbound from underneath, West Plains with the ball. Tuma on the inbound pass. Back door to the right side, not open. Back to the point, now on the left wing. Robbins wide open, three. Hit the back iron and wouldn't fall down. Ball tipped out of bounds by Camdenton. And, oh, no, they're going to say that's off West Plains. Maybe not the best of calls, but it'll even out. 4-0 score. West Plains on top. 4:44 to go in the first quarter. Camdenton looking for their first basket. Here's a shot for a three, and that's good. Just in the ball game, Colton Ingold, who's a freshman, knocks in the three. And it's a 4-3 ball game. West Plains on offense. A high screen craft left wing. Here's Tuma with a three look, and that's good. Ethan Tuma. So West Plains shooting the ball fairly well early on. It's a 7-3 ball game. Camdenton front court with it. A dribble in, and now a pull-up shot off the backboard. Won't go too hard. Rebound to Ethan Tuma. Off the miss that time by Owen Borb. Front court left corner now. Josiah Long on the left wing to the right point. Kraft to the right corner. Tuma open again. Three again. No good. Ball comes right back toward him, and the rebound is taken down by Oscar Robbins. Now here's a long pass up ahead. The freshman up ahead. Lay-in is good by Colton Ingold. So he's off the bench, and he has all five of their points. West Plains are moving over the timeline. On the right side, back to the left wing. Kraft back over. Briggs Houston has it to the right corner. Robbins wide open three is no good. Rebounded by West Plains. Robbins had it, lost it, picked up by Kraft, and now Tuma with a three on the right wing. That's way too hard. And the ball comes off. And Colton Ingold, the freshman, up the right side. Into the front court with Borb. To the corner, open shot for a three is going to be in and out. Rebounded by Briggs Houston for West Plains. Johnny Simu, or Simao with the shot. And that was a rattler. Down the right corner. Low block, Briggs Houston. Feeds inside, Robbins with one bounce. Double team, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two with 2:40 to play in the first quarter. And this is only the second foul we've had called. And both of them now against Camdenton. And that foul is on Simao. And first free throw is up and good. Clayton Robbins with one more to follow. Three-point game. And good again. 9-5. West Plains has struggled overall 2-9, but if you have seen all the games, it's easy to see the improvement this team has made. Really, really good job. They've competed with about everybody and been in games. Now in the corner, Ingold with another three. The freshman misses this time. Seamow with a rebound, puts it up and in. Well, that's going to be Oscar Robbins with his first basket. So, 9-7. West Plains back up by two. To the left corner. Back out on the wing to the right point. Left corner now. Here's another three by Tuma. No good. Rebound long to the far side. Out of bounds. Last touch by Camdenton. And West Plains basketball. We're down to a 1:49 to play in the first quarter. 9-7 ball game. West Plains on top by two. Four has been their biggest lead. Kraft to the right side. Nothing open. Long gets it left side, left corner now. Briggs Houston with it. Left point, Kraft. Down the key, all the way in, right hand. Scoop shot up and good. Fantastic move down the right side by Kraft. Good, strong move. Right hand scoop lay in off the glass. Makes it 11-7. And now Basham at the offensive end for Camdenton. They'll go baseline, trap the ball. Now feed off inside. Lay in is up and good by Robbins. Oscar Robbins with a pair of baskets. And it's an 11-9 ball game. West Plains back by two. 1:05 to go in the first quarter from Camdenton. Zizzer basketball on KDY tonight in the Ozark Conference. Free throw line, right corner. Here's a three by Briggs Houston, and that's good from the right corner. They backed off the big kid, and the big kid burned him. He has five now, and we'll get a timeout with 51 seconds left in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout with a score of West Plains 14, Camden 9, and back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Harlan Hutchison here, Nate Hudson there in the studio. 14-9, West Plains has shot the ball pretty well here to start the basketball game. We've already made a couple threes here in the first quarter and lead by five. 14-9 with 47 seconds and counting in the quarter. In goal, the freshman out front for Camdenton. Pass to the corner. Masham nearly lost it. Now he dribbles back to the right side. Board with the basketball. He gives it back to Basham. Long three on the left side, way off the mark. And the ball comes off to the corner, chased down by the Lakers. And now we'll get a bump foul in the corner. Not much to it. Clayton Robbins will be called for his first foul. And it happens to be the first foul on West Plains tonight. Laker basketball in their front court. They get it inbounds, down the key, left-hand driving layup, no good, too hard, saved, and thrown back and out of bounds by Camdenton. So they turn the ball over for the first time tonight. Both teams with one. Pretty clean first quarter, actually. And West Plains with the ball with a chance now to take the last shot of the first 8 minutes. Jarrett Kraft out front for West Plains. He's a sophomore. He's guarded by the freshman. Ingold. There's a two-handed check on Ingold. No whistle there. And now Kraft to the corner. Tim open. Shoots the three with 3 seconds to go. No good. Rebound. Put back up and good by Briggs Houston. And West Plains ends the quarter strong. And they go up now by seven after one from Camdenton. The Lakers and the Zizzers. West Plains up 16-9. And we're back in 90 seconds on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
And we just start the second quarter. And a three from the left corner by Jackson Basham makes this a four-point game. West Plains with the ball on offense to our left. We're in the red. Ethan Tuma to the left side. They look inside, get the ball to the high post, tipped away. Picked up by Kraft, now on the left wing. Back to the point. Kraft has it. To the right corner. Tuma drives the baseline, feeds it back. Great feed inside. No good as Clayton Robbins couldn't finish, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by West Plains. Really good play that time by Ethan Tuma. Dribbling in on the right baseline, and he fed the ball back to Clayton, but he had two white shirts in front of him, couldn't finish the play. Basham out front on the right side. Pass inside, low block. Robbins. Kicks it back out around the horn. They go to the left wing. Baseline, Ingold pulls up on the baseline. Jumper rattles off. Ball comes off into the hands of Briggs Houston and nearly threw the ball away to Clayton Robbins. And now Clayton brings it up. Tied up. Now a whistle. Timeout's going to be called by West Plains. Clayton had all kinds of issues going on as he got the ball over the timeline. And Mason Miller called timeout, so we'll take one, too. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
All right, we've got a score now, 16-12, and the timeout called by West Plains. Their basketball in the front court. Here at Camdenton, quarter two with 6:30 to go in the first half. West Plains is up by four. Down the side, here's a pull-up jump shot, or rims off, no good off the miss by Kraft. Rebounded by the Lakers. They come back up the floor with Colton Ingold in the corner. Here's a pull-up runner, rattles and goes in. Alan Pogue with a bucket. He's another freshman. Down the key. Here's a drive. No good. Missed shot. Put back good by Briggs Houston. Jacob Moore in the game for West Plains. He missed the initial shot. Briggs finished, and he's got nine. Now the Lakers trying to match that last one. Four-point game. Pass inside. Robbins left wing pass now over to the left elbow. Nothing open. West Plains zone defense has worked pretty well. Baseline pass underneath and a whistle. And we're going to get a 3 seconds call against Camden. Now some full court pressure by Camden. Kraft over to Tuma. Diagonal up the floor and right through the hands of Brooks Houston and a turnover. And now we'll have a whistle and a travel call against Camden as they picked up the loose ball. The kid that picked it up was so stunned it came to him. I think he just wasn't quite ready for that. So turnover 3 on Camden, 2 on West Plains. This figures to be pretty tight. And it is right now. West Plains by 4. Lob over the top. Great catch by Briggs Houston. Wraparound pass thrown away. He was trapped under the basket. You're just better off just to jump hard as you can, go up, and draw a foul. Here's a bad pass stolen by Josiah Long. And the first quarter that had only a 2 total turnovers already has 5 through the first 3 minutes of this quarter. Kraft over to Josiah Long. Top of the circle, hands it back, Jacob Moore. On the right side, Jared Kraft. Free throw line, hands it back. West Plains works around the perimeter and a travel in the corner on Jacob Moore. And Camden in basketball. We've only watched a small portion of this game, and it's obvious that this freshman from Camden named Colton Ingold is going to be something. You can just tell by the way he handles himself out there, the way he moves, the way he shoots the ball. He is going to be a dandy. Now here's on the left baseline move, up and no good off the miss by Seamount. And now the ball knocked away inside, picked up by the Lakers. Seamount gets it back, triple team, out to the point, Ingold. Ingold over to the right sideline. Seamount over on the left side, inside pass to Robbins. Turns, hook pass back to the corner. They get in the lane and then kick it out. Ingold has it, and now Camden has to reset their offense. Really good defense by West Plains here. Really good. Into the paint. Robbins has it knocked away. Picked back up. Back out front it goes. They get the ball back to the point to Dylan Kerr. Right side to the low block. Down the key, a drive. Bounce pass in. Bad pass. Stole it away. What good defense by West Plains right there. So the Zizzers come away with it. To the right corner. Here's Josiah Long with a 3. That won't go. Rebound is going to be grabbed away by the Lakers, and they come back with it. To the left side, into the low block, Robbins. Turns, right-hand baby hook, back iron, comes down. Robbins has 6 of their 16, 18-16. Jacob Moore in the corner for West Plains. Back out, Jared Kraft. Wide open, free throw jumper, too hard. Ball comes off to Robbins, and now Camdenton. Could tie or take the lead here. They get the ball over the timeline in West Plains. Are we still in the zone? Here's a drive. The ball is cut off. Kerr gets it outside left wing to the left baseline and around underneath. And a whistle and a travel. .233 remaining in the first half. Jackson Basham will come in for the Lakers for Johnny Seamal. In the backcourt, here comes Kraft up the left side in the corner. Lob pass, and the ball is going to be out of bounds. It's too tall. Grant Mahan tried to lob it up to Briggs Houston, but that's even at 6'6", that was too tall for him, and that's turnover 4 in the quarter on West Plains. Colton Ingold will set their offense with an 18-16 score. Now we got a foul away from the basketball. That'll be on Clayton Robbins. That'll be his 2nd. West Plains has 2 fouls here in the first half. Clayton has both of them. Here's the inbound play. Basham to the right corner. Dribbles out. You got to keep track of him because if he spots up in the corner, could be problems. Down the right corner. Borb with it. Back to the low block inside. Here's a fall-away shot up and good. And again, it's Oscar Robbins. And he has 8 points up the sideline. Here's 2-on-1 break all the way in on the driving layup. No good by Briggs Houston, but he took it right to the big kid. And Robbins is called for the foul. That's exactly what Briggs Houston needed to do there, or whoever had the ball. And a 2-on-1 took it hard to the basket and drew the foul. Briggs Houston at the line. This game is tied at 18, and this free throw is no good. Clayton Robbins will go out. Josiah Long will come back in the ball game with the shooter, Briggs Houston, Jared Kraft, Ethan Tuma, and Grant Mahan. Same free throw for Briggs is good. 19-18, Zizzers by one. Jackson Basham, right wing, three ball is going to be no good. Ball will go to the far corner, chased down by Borb. For Camdenton, now a reach-in foul against Grant Mahan. That is only the second team foul here in the second quarter. Inbound play back door. Oh, wide open layup is good by Dylan Kerr. Somebody got lost on deep. And now a steal on the inbound pass, and the shot is no good. But back up, no good. Ball tipped long, and it's picked up by Josiah Long. And now he has it stolen. Kerr all the way to the hole. Stops, lays it up, and good. ...22-19 Lakers. As we've fallen apart with some backcourt pressure here a little bit. Turnover, sixth in the quarter after one in the first. Josiah back, bounce pass in. Here's a drive. Good by Briggs Houston, who drove down the right side of the key and got a good bounce pass, good lead pass. It's all Briggs pretty much tonight. He's got 12 of the 21. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Borb to the right side. Ingold has it. Back outside it goes. Tell you this, the Scamington team is a whale of a lot better when they've got this freshman kid on the court. Borb drives, behind-the-back pass, lay-in is good by Robbins, who got a nifty behind-the-back pass from Owen Borb. And now West Plains back with 7 seconds underneath. Here's a drive up and good by Briggs Houston. West Plains pushed the ball, got the bucket, down by one, shot from the other end, no good at the end of the first half. With a score, the Camdenton Lakers 24, the West Plains Zizzers 23. And we'll come back in 3 minutes on KDY.